from 1970 and the Smithsonian of Jazz come the herky-jerky strains of the Blue Ribbon Charleston by the virtually unknown Bob Prince, and it's time for another Jazz Guy special. Hey, hey, hi, hi, it's Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy, on the voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. Pondering our anatomical extremities today, our arms, legs, fingers, and toes. Why? Because we almost never do. Too pedestrian, you might say, but indispensable if you want to get from point A to point B. In 1959, Warwick Records was formed, and one of the things they did was to produce a series of percussion records whose primary function was to show off your hi-fi system. The one they did using jazz was contracted by a very hip vibraphone player, Teddy Charles, who had special material written specifically for the jazz percussion date. This one, written by Mal Waldron, was Call to Arms. And I'm trying to think if I've ever before started off a show with a pun. The arms you call to usually have triggers. Thank you. At the top of the spot, the Warwick Percussion Group included Curtis Fuller, trombone, Booker Little, trumpet, Donald Byrd, trumpet, Philly Joe Jones, drums, Paul Chambers, bass, Pepper Adams, baritone sax, Mal Waldron, piano, Ed Shaughnessy, drums, Armando Peraza, conga drums, Marcus Belgrave, trumpet, Addison Farmer, bass, Don Ellis, trumpet, Willie Rodriguez, percussion, and Earl Zinder's percussion. Call to Arms. Mal Waldron was the composer. Just now we heard Full Moon and Empty Arms, a popular song from 1945 based on a Sergei Rachmaninoff piano concerto and played here by Freddie Hubbard, trumpet, Wayne Shorter, tenor sax, Cedar Walton, piano, Reggie Workman, bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. And the music in the middle, I Got Lost in His Arms, an Irving Berlin song sung by Gretchen Parlato, accompanied by a group put together by drummer Terry Lyne Carrington for her 2011 Mosaic album on the Concord Jazz label. Ingrid Jensen, trumpet, Chia Yin Carol Ma, violin, Haley Nicewainer, flute, Tenica Postma, soprano sax, Patrice Russian, piano, Helen Sung, piano and keyboards, and Linda Taylor, guitars, on The Jazz Guy, on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org, online.
Support provided by Hawthorne Stereo, sellers of exceptional hi-fi since 1946. Hawthorne specializes in new and used stereo music systems, from vintage turntables to high-end digital streaming and beyond. You can find them on the web at hawthornestereo.com.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids' specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Thank you. Thank you.
My fingers. A nice little melody line that could have been a pop hit if anyone had been paying attention to this recording from the late 40s by the baritone saxophone player Leo Parker. Leo's compatriots were Al Haig piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, and Max Roach drums. Before that, we heard Frog Legs, a track from a wonderful 1963 milestone date that involved Ben Webster and Joe Zawinul of Weather Report fame, Ben on tenor, Joe on piano, along with Thad Jones cornet, Sam Jones bass, and Philly Joe Jones again on the drums. And at the top of the spot, Heavy Legs by Johnny Coles, trumpet, with Leo Wright, alto sax, Joe Henderson, tenor sax, Duke Pearson, piano, Bob Cranshaw, bass, and Pete LaRocca, drums. And now, here is the man who sees to it that the jazz guy becomes a reality every week, Mr. Michael Golan Johnson.
You are listening to Jazz About Extremities on the Jazz Guy on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online, with ferry access to Seattle at the north end and to Tacoma at the south end.
Well, you're just loaded with useful information today.
Well, we are a people enslaved by boats.
Poor us. Thank you.
Thank you.
1997, drummer Peter Erskine, probably best known for his work with Joe Zawinul and Wayne Shorter in the progressive group Weather Report, formed a trio with saxophonist Bob Shepard and bassist Dave Carpenter that he called the Lounge Art Ensemble, in which Erskine flew coach with only a stripped-down Yamaha Club Jordan cocktail drum kit. Peter made a couple of CDs on his own Fuzzy Music label, in which the group played original music based on the chord progressions of jazz standards. This one was Pretty Toes and was a resurrection of the instrumental standard Perdido. We started off the set with a wild arrangement of Thad Jones's Fingers by saxophonist Scott Robinson, playing the E-flat soprano flute and an obscure contrabass woodwind called the sarrusophone, just one of many, many obscure woodwinds in Scott's collection of them. Richard Wyans was the piano player, with Pat O'Leary bass and Dennis Mackerel drums. In 2002, Scott Robinson made a whole album of Thad Jones music on various weird instruments from his collection on an Arbor's Jazz CD entitled Forever Lasting. Scott Robinson plays the compositions of Thad Jones. And the music in the middle, Glue Fingers. Swear to God, Glue Fingers by Sonny Fortune, alto sax. Eddie Henderson, trumpet. Joe Lovano, tenor sax. John Hicks, piano. Santi Debriano, bass. Jeff Tane Watts on the drums. And Steve Berrios, percussion. We're looking at Blue Note 1996 with the Fortune Man on the Jazz Guy on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online.
This portion of VOV programming brought to you by Vashon Island Growers Association. VIGA connects islanders to every step of the local food cycle, providing instructional videos, farmer training, food preservation equipment, and farm stand support. VIGA ensures every islander has access to food regardless of income. Visit them in season from April through October at the Farmers Market. For more information, visit vigavashon.org.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
Remember New Age, the unrelentingly pleasant, almost jazz of the 1980s Windham Hill label? Guitarist Michael Hedges was a Windham Hill stalwart, and he plays us out the door with Baby Toes. You are listening to the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. And this is Bill Wood, the Jazz Guys. So long, thanks for listening. Stay ready for anything, because anything is almost certainly coming. But above all, stay cool, everybody.